At 8:30 this particular morning, Harry's secretary hauled in a box of mail and informed him that there was a group of men waiting outside, and they desperately needed to speak with him.
"What else is new?"
he asked, eating the last bite of an Egg McMuffin. "You might want to meet with these gentlemen. One is George Ord, our distinguished U.S. attorney. There's also an assistant U.S. attorney from New Orleans, Mr. Thomas Fink, and a Mr. K.O. Lewis, assistant to the director of the FBI, along with a couple of FBI agents. They wouldn't say what they want." Harry looked up from a file.
"A rather distinguished group," he allowed. "I suppose you better show them in."
She left, and seconds later, Ord, Fink, Lewis, and McThune filed into the crowded and cluttered office and introduced themselves to His Honor. "Judge," Ord said after clearing his throat, "I'm sure you've seen the front page stories the last 2 mornings about a boy by the name of Mark Sway. Mr. Fink here is prosecuting the man accused of killing Senator Boyette, and we are almost certain that Mark Sway knows more about Senator Boyette than he is telling. We've tried to talk to the kid ourselves, but he has been very uncooperative. Now he's hired a lawyer, and she's stonewalling."
"Reggie Love is a regular in my court," Harry Roosevelt interrupted. "Very competent attorney, sometimes a bit overprotective of her clients, but there's nothing wrong with that."
"Sir," Ord resumed, "we believe the boy knows the location of Senator Boyette's body." Harry Roosevelt gave Ord one of his patented scowls.
"So you want me to bring the kid in and ask him questions?"
"Sort of," said Ord. "Mr. Fink has brought with him a petition alleging the child to be a delinquent." This did not sit well with Harry. His shiny forehead was suddenly wrinkled.
"A rather serious allegation. What type of offense has the child committed?"
"Obstruction of justice."
"You got any law?"
Fink had a file open, and he handed a thin brief across the desk. Harry took it and began reading slowly. The room was silent. K.O. Lewis had yet to say anything, and this bothered him because he was, after all, the number two man at the FBI, and this judge seemed not to care. Harry flipped a page and glanced at his watch.
"I'm listening,"
he said in Fink's direction.
"It's our position, Your Honor, that through his misrepresentations, Mark Sway has obstructed the investigation into this matter." "Which matter? The murder or the suicide?"
Excellent point. And as soon as he heard the question, Fink knew Harry Roosevelt would not be a pushover. They were investigating a murder, not a suicide. There was no law against suicide, nor was there a law against witnessing one.
"Well, Your Honor, the suicide has some very direct links to the murder of Boyette, we think, and it's important for the kid to cooperate." "What if the kid knows nothing?" "We can't be certain until we ask him. Right now, he's impeding the investigation, and as you well know, every citizen has a duty to assist law enforcement officials." "I'm well aware of that. It just seems a bit severe to allege the kid is a delinquent without any proof."